I woke up to an empty house as my family is all left to go downtown today to a beautiful museum. Chicago's full of lovely, world-renowned museums. And then, yes, I'm yawning and touching myself. I am-ing a friend. And it was the most random I am. He was like, actually, he was I-ming me. And he was like, I thought you wouldn't like this. I've been talking to this woman in the UK. And she told me this phrase. And the phrase, because I guess he really likes different English phrases, and this phrase was, you're one sandwich short of a picnic, which I really like that, because it's so accurate, you know, because that really would be a sad thing, wouldn't it? I don't know why that struck me as so funny, and then it got me thinking, what else did he say? Something like, are you taking the piss? Which is a way of saying, are you fucking with me? Are you taking the piss? Or even saying, I'm pissed, means you're drunk. It's all these, like, different British phrases. And I told him that mine is CBA, which means, like, couldn't be asked. Couldn't be arsed. Excuse me. Arsed? I still don't know if it's pronounced asked or arsed. I don't know. It's spelled arsed. I couldn't be asked to do something. I couldn't be bothered. Just CBA, man. CBA. And then, oh, by the way, yes, I am still rubbing. So then I got to thinking, we're talking about language and grammar this morning class. It's like not even 8 a.m. I'm so fucking weird. Okay, but then I got thinking. I was talking, again, I have a number of UK listeners and that I used to talk to. I don't really talk to people anymore because I have time, family, and people in my inner circle. A phrase that I think is interesting that the English say, or maybe it's more than the English, but it's just a different way of a different grammatical way of saying something. It's, so for example, I'm standing in the corner thinking about you, which is a weird thing to say, first of all, but that phrase, English, American English. I'm standing in the corner thinking about your cock. How about that? Let's make it sexy. Standing in the corner thinking about your cock. And playing with my clit. Now, my UK friend might say, I'm stood in the corner, thought about you. I think what he said, I'm stood in the corner thinking about your clit. I'm getting this all wrong because I'm so horny right now. Okay, let's make it a simpler sentence. I'm stood in the corner, period, right? So he would say, yeah, I'm stood in the corner, as opposed to I'm standing in the corner. Stood's a past tense verb instead of a future present tense. I'm standing. One implies, like, the American way implies that you're going to be there for some bit of time, because standing is this, and I'm probably getting even that wrong, saying it's a future tense, but the standing, standing versus stood. So then I started thinking, like, what other phrases can I swap out for this very English way of speaking? Because it really isn't just like one thing they said. It was like over and over and over again. Okay. I don't know. know if it works for everything. I'm rubbing my clit. I'm standing in the corner. I'm stood in the corner. I'm rubbing the corner. I'm rubbing the clit. No, that doesn't work. I wonder if it just has to do with, like, a physical presence, because it's like, I'm sat here right now. Ah, that's another one. Standing, sitting. He doesn't say I'm thought here. I'm thinking here. But stood. I'm sat here. Maybe it's just that. And this is a fucking weird ramble fap. As I ponder, like, the distance of English. Oh, look what I found next to my bed. I just bought this huge old thing of lubricating warming jelly. Oh my goodness. I'm gonna put some of this on the party. Ooh. Oh, that's a lot. Because I'm just very curious about that. I have an empty house. Oh, I put a lot here. The reason I woke up so horny, folks, is that... Oh, that feels good. Fuck. Yeah. The reason I'm so horny is that... Oh, my God. Last night, as we were laying in bed, he was having a hard time falling asleep. It's fair, right? It just is. And he was like, Rue, I can't fall asleep. And he knows. Oh, he knows, and he's such a good boy sometimes. He knows I have an anytime BJ offer, and I was like, hey, do you want me to suck your cock? And he laughed because he hates when I talk dirty. It was like a laugh and a groan, like, ugh. And I was like, how about instead of sucking your cock, I give you the best hand job ever? And he was like, I mean, Rue, I really would like you to have your mouth on my penis. And I was like, I give a pretty good hand job, though. And he's like, it's not the same. So I was like, okay. And so I started sucking on his nipple as he's laying there. He likes that. And I'm like, take your pants off, sir. I'm just swapping sir out because I don't want to say his name. Take your pants off, sir. And he just rolls his eyes. I can, like, hear him rolling his eyes in the dark. No, but he knows. So he takes his pants off. And like the very good wife that I am, I don't quite put him in my mouth yet. No. I don't. I spit on my hand, and I just playfully touch. So playful. Just a little lubrication, because that's always fun. And I just, like, lick the tip very briefly. Touch. Rub as he starts growing underneath my hand. And then I take him fully in my mouth. And he groans by that move, because here he's thinking, oh, she's going to be a bratty lady. I don't know if you use the term brat. She's going to be obstinate and try to give me a hand job when I've asked for a blow job. I just need to fall asleep. So, and he's like, kind of wanted this utilitarian thing, but now I have that in my head that I'm gonna show him how great I am with my hands and my mouth. I'm not gonna be such that I really only give him a hand job, because he does want the blowjob. But I'm also gonna, I decided I was gonna make the hand job the main event with sprinklings of my mouth around him. So he got hard, and I rubbed, and I rubbed, and I spit on it, and I would put it in my mouth briefly, just to wet it, as I would rub it, and I would take the top half of his cock, and put my hand in a motion, and just gently massage my hand up and down, and squeeze it as I squeeze the tip as I go off the end. He loves that when I go off the end and then press my closed fist back down onto his hard cock like it's a tight pussy, and go all the way down his shaft while doing so, gripping my hand, pulsing it like a needy cunt. And I put my mouth on it, and I would stop. I was just stopping over and over, just like letting it lay up against his belly all hard. Like, just lick. And I said, I know I'm torturing you. Do you want me to stop? I can just get you off real quick right now. And he's like, no, this feels good. And at one point I could tell he was so tortured by the like 10th edge or so, but he got so fucking close with my hand, my detailed and intimate hand job. And he was twitching, his little cock was twitching, and you could tell he was probably about ready to attack me, but he sat there as I took his cock in my mouth. My hands, my hand, my whole bare paw was around the base of his cock, underneath his balls. I was like holding a dick bouquet, and I shoved his whole dick down my throat. And I just went to town. So, for sound effects, you dirty parasite, I love you, okay. Cover me. I said to him, I was like, cover me. He spurted all the way down my throat. And he shook back and forth. It was so lovely. And he came, and he settled down, and I just gently, oh so gently, licked the tip. I mean, it's cruel, but it was just a very, very gentle lick. And the pain, and putting my tongue down his shaft of his chest cum cock. When I was sure I had all the cum out, all those last pieces, those last drops of cum that I squeezed up from the shaft and the base out of the end of his cock, so he didn't have to clean up at all. I patted his belly, and I went up and I licked and bit very gently a nipple. Smiled at him and I was like, "You're welcome." And my chipper, was very chipper about it, like a happy little puppy. And I like flopped back to my side. I mean, you must know that I am still touching and rubbing like aftercare for myself. Flopped on my side of the bed. And laughed, and he, without prompting, he said, "Rue, you give a really good hand job. That was awesome. I'm sorry I doubted your skills." That right there, that was better than an orgasm. Okay, like 1 minute postscript though, for real. Was that better than an orgasm? I was really close. Hearing him compliment what I thought was like a very thorough, husband specific tailored job. I mean, it felt really good because I can't say that I always was good at a hand job or a blow job. I wasn't. I was average at best. And maybe even less than that, because I didn't really understand a blowjob until a year ago, around this time. I didn't understand it. It didn't click for me. I mean, I got it. Put penis into mouth. Suck, make cum, period. I mean, I got it, but I didn't desire doing it. I didn't love. Because I get in this, like, my eyes change and my breathing changes. And one of the things that was funny after this encounter was, I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so wet." I was like, "I want you to feel how wet I am. And don't worry, you can wipe your hand off." Because he was like, "I don't want to get my hands dirty." And I was like, "Just feel it and just real quick." And he was like, "Holy shit." But he didn't say shit. He doesn't like that word. He doesn't swear a lot. He was like, "Oh my gosh." And I was like, "Yeah, you really turned me on." I was soaked. I was like, it sounded like that. It really did. I was so like, if so I was soaked. And so he was like, "Wow." And I said, "Well, good night. I hope you sleep well." Everyone has their complications, right? But my complication, our probably biggest complication, is that due to religious things, he thinks that masturbation is a sin, and he has his hang-ups with it. He doesn't himself. He doesn't. He hasn't in 10 years plus. I know this. When he used to, and he maybe did a handful of times in the first couple of years of our marriage, he would always come to me and like confess, and it was cute and annoying, and I don't know, whatever. But I told him as we were laying there right after he commented, it's touched how wet I was, he was like, "Good night." And I was like, "Hey, husband, I just wanted you to know, I didn't masturbate today." Now, side note, that was more that I didn't have an opportunity to. My house was full of chaos yesterday. I had plenty of, you know, I didn't have the opportunity. So I told him that. I was like, I didn't masturbate today. And he's like, congratulations. And I was like, I thought you wanted to know when I didn't. And he's like, I just want to know. This is beautiful. He said, I just want to know that you care about doing things that are important to me, even if you don't understand them. And that was lovely. On the one hand. And on the other hand, I knew that what he was telling me is, you can't touch yourself right now. Go to bed. I had my hand on my pussy at this point because it was really soft. Touching a soft, wet pussy is genuinely delightful. Even if I don't make myself come, it feels good. And it was like, I don't know, like a nice feeling as I'm laying there going to bed. Yeah, but I knew that I had two choices. I had three choices. The first choice was to ask him if I could touch myself and come. The second one was just to touch myself and come and not ask him. And the third one is don't. And it was late. It was probably 1:30. And so I just chose the third option. I'm not going to come. Which was kind of difficult because as he laid there, I turned on a custom audio that a friend of mine sent me, and I listened to it, and it was so great. It was slow burn, but it was really good, and it had my name in it, and he just made it for me, and I fell asleep with another man's words in my ears, and I felt so happy to be surrounded by people who care about me. I feel happy now. I think that's partly the orgasm, and partly because I know I have the house to myself today. I probably will get up to trouble. How exciting. All right, this audio is quite long. Poor people who first notice that it's 20 plus minutes. A big deal. A good portion of this is epilogue, so I know some of you guys like the full, robust picture of Rue, and I hope I gave you a little insight into my life today. Nothing that will get me stalked and killed. Happy day, friend. We'll talk later. And this is a fantasy post by for and about adults and all that stuff, so if you're not an adult, fuck off.